Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Chris. This is episode 53 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. Thank you for joining me again on this cold and gloomy, dark, rainy day here in Northern Virginia. But I felt like I had to do this episode because of what's going on in Ukraine. You know, I did a previous episode on Ukraine and I wasn't entirely happy with it, you know, I don't want to come off as blaming 100% blaming the United States for what's happening in the Ukraine and absolving Vladimir Putin of all blame and saying he's a great guy and everything. Look, Vladimir Putin is not a great guy by any means, but we, the United States, we contributed to this situation. There's a reason why this is happening now under Joe Biden and why it didn't happen under Donald Trump. And there's a reason why a bunch of stuff happened under Obama, and we had that 4 years under Trump where nothing really happened, relative peace. You know, there was not 100% peace, but there was relative peace under Donald Trump. And then we're a year into just barely a year into Joe Biden's presidency, and boom, they're at war in the Ukraine. There's a reason for that. And I want to walk through that whole situation. So I think the way to do it is to do it chronologically. Just think about, okay, the past. You've got Russia. Like I said, Russia is, in the previous episode about Ukraine, Russia is the Black Sea ports are Russia's only warm water ports. So the Crimea and the Russian ports on the coast are, they're the only warm water ports that Russia has. So they are incredibly strategically important. And Ukraine in general is incredibly strategically important to Russia. Ukraine is very rich in minerals and in agriculture. Remember during the Soviet Union, they basically stole all the food from the Ukraine to feed the urban elites in the cities like Moscow, and all the people and all the farmers in the countryside of Ukraine died. Millions and millions of people died, the Holodomor. But I think it's important to see how Russia views the Ukraine and the Black Sea. And we understood that during the Cold War. We understood that, and that's why we cozied up to Turkey. That's why we saw that the Bosporus was extremely, the Dardanelles, the Bosporus was very important, strategically important, and we wanted to control that. But then after the Cold War was over, you know, we could have just said, okay, well, the Cold War's over. We don't have to do this. We don't have to really wage this Cold War anymore. But that's not what we did. We continued this Cold War completely, really unnecessarily. I mean, I can certainly understand at the beginning how we were always skeptical. We didn't want to make sure that Russia didn't rise again. You know, we wanted to protect Europe from future Russian aggression. That's why countries like Poland were eager to join NATO after the fall of the Soviet Union, because they wanted to be protected from future Russian aggression. And that's understandable. But this anti-Russian policy, this mentality, is still so prevalent in Washington, and it's so, you know, 20, 30 years after the fall of the Soviet Union, it is so unnecessary. And it has led us to this point, war in the Ukraine. And during Obama's presidency, so, okay, after the fall of the Soviet Union, Russia became an independent country. Ukraine became an independent country. And the Ukraine made a deal with Russia. Support our independence and we will allow you to have your naval bases in the Black Sea. And And you could say, okay, Russia made that deal with them. You know, we'll allow you to have your independence if you let us have access to our naval bases in the Black Sea. So for many years, that the government in Kiev in Ukraine honored that agreement. But then along comes Barack Obama. 2014, the CIA essentially foments a revolution, the Orange Revolution, the Color Revolution, that basically topples that government. And they topple that government and install a president, a government that is rabidly anti-Moscow, anti-Russian. And now Russia's like, well, now we're going to lose access to our Black Sea ports. So what did Russia do? They annexed Crimea. That's what Putin did. So, you know, that was a result of what happened in 2014. That was a result of that, of this meddling by the West. You know, Russia views all of this as Western aggression. You know, we are the aggressors. We were talking about during Obama, we were talking about bringing Ukraine into NATO. And Russia said, no, that's complete non-starter. That's never going to happen. We're never going to allow that to happen. Because if Ukraine joins NATO, that means U.S. troops in Ukraine and U.S. troops in the Black Sea, in U.S. troops right on the border of Russia. And they're not going to have that. They're not going to allow that. And you have to understand that. You have to understand that they're not unreasonable. That's not an unreasonable fear. American troops on the border of your country. You know, and a lot of people have made the same comparison to the Cuban Missile Crisis. We didn't want Russian Soviet missiles in Cuba, 90 miles from Florida's shores. And you know what? That's not an unreasonable request. That's not unreasonable for us to get really angry about that and possibly go to war about that, to stop that. And this, it's the same thing for Russia. It's the same thing. They are afraid of American troops and NATO troops right on their border. You know, because you also need to go back and look at history. Russia was invaded a couple of times. You may remember a guy named Napoleon, just a brutal invasion of Russia. And then, of course, the Nazis, brutal, bloody invasion of Russia, incredibly bloody and damaging. So this is, you have to think of how Vladimir Putin and the Russians think about this stuff. And then you had 4 years of Trump. And peace. And you know why we had peace? Because Trump didn't push all of this. He didn't push NATO into the Ukraine. He wasn't aggressing, he wasn't needlessly provoking Vladimir Putin on this point. He understood Putin. He understood how Putin thought about it. And they respected each other, and that's how he maintained this fragile peace in the Ukraine. But of course, all the people in Washington hated Trump for that. They hated him. And people like Joe Biden and Barack Obama, they hated him for that. Because they don't want peace. They want war. They want to dominate. They want to control. They want to bring Ukraine and everybody else under their thumb. That's really what they want. You know, we've seen during the last couple of years this whole global sort of coordinated effort to bring everybody, to get everybody on board. The same, you know, we could call it the Great Reset. You know, you can say that it's really a global conspiracy of leaders. They all, and it's a cabal of people at the top who want to run everything. They want to run the whole world. They want to control the world. They want to rule the world, if we want to use, you know, Bond villain speak. But it's true. This isn't a joke. And so now, so basically, you had 4 years of peace under Trump, and then you had and then immediately, you've a year into Joe Biden's presidency, just over a year, boom, you got war. Because now you've got, you're right back to all that, all those people are right back at it, right back at the pushing NATO into Ukraine and peeling the Ukraine away and with the threat of putting troops into the Ukraine right on Russia's borders. And so what happens? You have Putin invading Ukraine. So, you know, Putin's not going to have it. He's not going to. And if you understand that, you could avoid war. And Trump understood that. Trump understood how Putin thought. And that's how he was able to avoid war. So either Joe Biden and all these idiots in Washington, either they didn't understand that this would provoke Putin into war, or that's exactly what they wanted. They knew exactly what it would do. They knew exactly what would happen, and that's what they wanted, because they make more money if there's war. They make more money. The defense contractors make lots of money. They get to increase their budgets for surveillance and the military and spy satellites, and you know, the Pentagon. Everybody gets more money. Nobody questions war spending. Nobody questions, it's because we have this new threat. We got to spend as much money as it takes. And they get to fly around the world, and they get to have important meetings and ride around in important limousines and have, you know, press conferences where they talk about the grave situation. You know, Joe Biden gets to pretend to be a serious leader. And meanwhile, this is all his fault. This is all his fault. You know, this is driving me crazy. This is driving me so crazy, and this is why I had to do this podcast, even though my hands are frozen. It's just absolutely maddening what's going on here. And don't let them get away with it. Don't let them get away with it. Trump wanted to just leave people alone. He wanted to just leave Russia and Ukraine, just leave them alone. Okay, if Ukraine wants to buy some weapons to defend themselves against Russia, fine, we'll sell them some weapons. But for the most part, Trump just left everybody alone. But Joe Biden and these Democrats, these piece of shit Democrats, don't want to leave anybody alone. They never want to leave anybody alone, because they are fascists. They are totalitarians. They are horrible people. And all of you Democrats, all of you, you know, you think you love peace and you're all for peace. Well, your guy's the president now, and do we have peace? No. My guy, Trump, I mean, I'm not a huge Trump fan, but you know, Trump was president and we had peace. But you think you're the party of peace? You people make me sick, really. You make me sick. So, all right, so that's it. That's episode 53. And as always, if you like this podcast, give me some good ratings. Share it with everybody you can. You know, this doesn't have to be this way. It doesn't have to be this way. We don't have to poke the Russian bear. We don't have to needlessly provoke other countries. We should have a foreign policy where we just leave people alone. As long as they're not bothering anybody else, we should leave them alone. And, you know, this whole situation is just so unnecessary in the Ukraine. And we are the ones who essentially created this situation. You know, we created this situation. We provoked Vladimir Putin into this. And, you know, if you understand, if you want peace, you have to understand how other people see the world and how other people see what you're doing, how they view it, you know. and respect their point of view, you know. Democrats say they respect other people's points of view, but it's all a lie. They don't care. And look, there's a lot of Republicans who are totally on board with all this too. A lot of Republicans. And that's one of the problems. This is a bipartisan swamp that's getting us into these messes. And that's why they got rid of Trump so violently. That's why they're still trying to throw him in jail, because they've got to stop him, and they've got to stop us. They have to stop this movement of people who like me and Trump and Steve Bannon and all these people who just want to leave other people alone. And we think our government should just leave people alone. Stop meddling in other countries around the world. And you know, our government is too big, it's too powerful, and it meddles all over the world, and it gets us into these messes that are, you know, these people are gonna get us all killed. You know, people look around at in the middle of World War I, the massive death. Somebody probably just stopped and looked around and said, how did we get into this mess? Well, this is how you get into that kind of a mess. When you have idiot leaders, so-called leaders that you vote for, you put them in power, and then they do stuff like this. Provoke other world leaders into war. So you back them into a corner. So, all right, that's it. I'm going to stop. So if you like this podcast, share it, give me some good ratings, and I'll see you on the next one. Hopefully it'll be a little warmer. All right, bye-bye. Shit. Oh, God. Oh, thank God. Check. Okay, good.